Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As Massachusetts tries to meet legislative mandates for renewable energy, it now leads the New England states in securing power produced from resources like wind and solar. And as WBUR's Fred Bever reports, Massachusetts is also in a coalition of states considering massive bids for renewables that could reshape the region's energy market.
This week, Massachusetts utilities opened up initial bids from wind power generators for contracts that would last as long as 15 or 20 years for some 4% of the state's total electricity load. The state is trying to save consumers some money, says Rick Sullivan, Secretary of the Department of Energy Resources.
We believe that with the long-term contracts, renewable energy can in fact be price competitive. There is some pent-up supply, if you will, that should bring in lower prices, which is good for the consumer as well, the ratepayers.
Sullivan's agency actually accelerated the timeline for getting the new energy bids in, with final approval expected by fall. That's because a significant federal tax credit for wind projects ends this year. A big contract for Massachusetts electricity would help companies such as Boston-based First Wind or Spain's Iberdrola secure those credits before they go away. Collectively, the credits could reduce costs for Massachusetts consumers by hundreds of millions of dollars. And, just as importantly, long-term contracts would help companies get construction loans.
They reduce the cost of borrowing for the renewable energy developers, and those savings are passed along to ratepayers.
Conservation Law Foundation analyst Sue Reed is part of a group that lobbied the state to go with long-term contracts.
There's no question that when you go long, it delivers benefits to ratepayers and to the developers alike.
Reed and other stakeholders say Massachusetts is ahead of the game, and a pile-on may be underway. A bill pending in the Connecticut legislature would get that state into the mix in time for the federal tax credits. And now there's an effort to band all the New England states together for a joint procurement of renewable energy, creating a big market mover that could bring even more stability to the sector. Bob Grace is president of Sustainable Energy Advantage, an industry and government consultant in Framingham.
The challenge has been that to get the best projects, those that have the best economies of scale, there's nobody big enough to buy them. So patching together the demand across the region is a way of being able to tap the projects with scale economies.
It would take hundreds of new wind turbines, mostly in northern New England, to meet the Massachusetts contracts, and Connecticut's would require hundreds more. Add in a multi-state effort down the line, and you start to see big change in the wind, says Eric Thumma. He's policy director for Iberdrola.
This would clearly be by far the most exciting prospect that you would see in the Northeast. So in relative terms, I think it would be safe to say that that would be a real renaissance here.
It is relative. As Thumma notes, the Northeast wind industry is dwarfed by the Midwest's giant wind farms. And there are costs, of course. In addition to the federal tax credit, states, including Massachusetts, provide subsidies to wind and other renewable energy developers to help meet environmental goals. In 2012, state regulators estimate those subsidies added about $25 to typical residential electricity bills. And the hit is bigger for energy-intensive industries. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.